It's Saturday, February 16th.
It's about
10 after 11 in the evening, and I am very tired. But instead of doing the smart thing and dragging my lazy butt up a flight of stairs to my big, warm, flannel sheet-laid bed, I'm sitting on the couch, laptop in my lap, headset on my head, microphone at my mouth, and I'm rambling. And I have no idea if this is going to make it onto the podcast. Don't really care. Instead, I'm just sitting here and mumbling to myself. Mumble, mumble, mumble. What to talk about? Well, yeah, I could talk about the past week. Might just do that. Let's see. Thursday was the 45th day of the year. Some of you know it as Sterling's birthday. How you doing, my brother? Some of you know it as Valentine's Day. And for the record, the only thing I did for Valentine's Day this week was went out and saw my kid. I took her a nice big bouquet of roses, purple carnations, and some other little purple flowers that I really didn't know what they were, but saw them over at the flower shop, asked my friend the florist if I could put them in there. She said, yeah, so go for it, and we did that. Took them out to her. She saw them. She started crying. She cries a lot whenever I'm out there now. She also, first words out of her mouth were, you're leaving, aren't you? It's like, oh, geez, here we go. I said, Mom, you know, I just got here. I'd like to sit for a little while, if you don't mind, have my dinner. She goes, okay. You gonna leave now? It's like a joy. And so we had the dinner at the family get together. It was kind of a nice little social. They had kind of a 50s theme. They had a doo-wop a cappella female quartet singing, which they were pretty good, but nobody was paying any attention to them. Felt kind of bad about that, but you know, what the heck. Had hamburgers and fries, except since Mom can't eat solid foods, you know, they mush everything up for her. So she had a thing of mashed potatoes and gravy, a thing of mushed up french fries, I guess. I don't know what it was. And a thing of mushed up meat, which looked about as appetizing as piles of mushed up food can look. And so she ate all of it, though. She eats whatever you give her. You gotta give her credit for that. Of course, she also wears half of it, but it's beside the point. I've talked about watching her eat before, and I'm not going to talk about that again. So I sat with her for a little while, and then she goes, you gonna put me to bed? And it's like, no, Mom, I'm not putting you to bed. It's for the nurses to do. But I am gonna leave, and that started the tears. But honestly, I was sick as a dog Thursday night anyway. Something I ate didn't agree with me, and I just wanted to come home and either, like, kiss the porcelain god or just sleep, so I opted for the latter, not the former. Although I did talk to some friends online, which was kind of cool, but other than that, really, I didn't do much, but, yeah, over at one of the websites I haunt, Storm Artists, a friend of mine who's over there, goes by the handle KG Butterfly. I told her I'd basically ignored the day, and yeah, I'm not involved with anyone right now, so I'm gonna not do much for Valentine's Day. It kind of makes sense. But she made the comment along the lines of, it's amazing, men can typically do that kind of stuff. And I was going to get into a discussion with her about that, because I've been known to not be the typical guy. go figure. But some ways I am the typical male. In other ways I'm not. But it's like Valentine's Day. I don't like it when somebody tells me I have to do something. I'd be perfectly willing to be spontaneous. I like to be spontaneous. I'd rather like pick a day totally at random and just surprise. Here, I brought you this because I felt like it. I saw this in the store. It reminded me of you. I thought you would like it. Here, I made you dinner. I made you a cake. I made you whatever. And so I'd rather just be random and spontaneous. And I dislike it whenever somebody tells me, no, you must do this on this day and you must do that on that day. And gee, I was born and raised Roman Catholic, so go figure at that. No wonder I don't like it too much nowadays. At any rate, I really have got to save this recording because God knows what I sound like right now. I also have to try and remember to record myself first thing in the morning, whenever I first wake up after not talking and sleeping with my mouth open. I snore when I'm really tired, but most nights I just sleep with my mouth open. Because my voice is down the full octave sometimes, especially when the house is really dry. Like it gets whenever I have a cold, when I'm in the stages of getting over a cold, my voice drops deeper than this. And I've actually had an ex-girlfriend threaten to make sure I have a cold 24/7, 365, because that deep voice really just did things to her, but I'm not going into that nowadays. What was I saying? Oh yeah, the I'd love for my voice to be that deep all the time because I just think it's so cool. Where it is right now, it's my voice. I can't do anything with it, so I don't care. But I just if I could have it that deep for a while, I wouldn't mind it that much. Why did I get out the headset? Why didn't I just climb the stairs and go to bed like I should? Like I'm going to anyway. Yeah, I'm really. You would think I'm drunk, but I don't drink. I'm just tired. And I didn't do anything today. Today was, to quote Feeway Bill, and if you know who Feeway Bill is, that's plus one to you because not too many people these days know who Feeway Bill is. Feeway Bill would have said, this is just another lost weekend. And I didn't do jack today. I didn't do diddly squat. I went over to the flower shop, dropped a package in the mail for a friend of mine, and then I came home. And I putzed around on the computer. And then I putzed around on something else. And then I putzed around on the PSP. And I made myself a pizza. And I didn't do anything of importance. Oh, I did the laundry. But, it's Saturday, so I got to do the laundry anyway. Because if I don't, I need to clean. I didn't clean. I did the laundry, so I did something. It's plus one for me. And first thing tomorrow morning, I'll probably clean the bathroom and. Because that's what I do. I clean the bathroom first thing Sunday morning, unless it's pretty bad, and then I'll clean it whenever it needs to be done. But after I shower and whatever Sunday morning, then I clean and come downstairs, have some breakfast, microwave pancakes for the win, and then I go and shop or go see the kid, and yeah. I have a nice quiet life and I like it. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't. Starting to doze off here, and yet I still have the headset on and I have no idea what I'm saying. I have no idea what I've said, but according to Audacity, I've been saying it for 10 minutes. Ye gods, I am full of crap. All right. Did I have anything else that I wanted to say? Oh yeah, I was talking about KG and what she said. It's like, don't tell me I have to do it. You know, I know it. Part of it is probably goes back to, as I was speaking with my priestess about this. I think it was my priestess. Yeah, it was the priestess. We were talking about Valentine's Day is more of a, oh, look and see what he did for me. Oh, look and see what he bought for me to show off because, you know, they say for guys, it's just the simple matter of drop your drawers, get out the ruler, and let's see who's got the bigger one. Well, Valentine's Day is for women like that is for men. You know, it's who got me the bigger bouquet, who got me the bigger jewelry. Get out the measuring stick. We've got to see who's got the longer stem roses. I don't know. Personally, for me, like I said, I have done the Valentine's Day thing. And those of you who have dated me, who are listening to this podcast, and you know who you are, if you had dated me on Valentine's Day, if you were I were involved, and you know what I will do, I will send you flowers, and I will make you a mix CD, and I will be romantic, as I like to think I'm romantic. Others will probably argue and disagree with me and tell me I'm evil and scum and oh, damn, this couch feels good. I kicked the plug out for a second and the screen lit up on me like you wouldn't believe, and that was bright. I'm right now sitting in my living room. Lights are all out. The only light that is shining on me right now is the light from the laptop screen, and I have that on like the dimmest light possible, and the lights from outside shining through the window. The street lights. Oh man, it's dark out there. Oh, I should call it a night. I don't want to get up. This couch is comfortable sometimes. I'd sleep on the couch, but it would kill my back. That's why I have my bed. I like my bed. I really like my bed. It's a good bed. Was there anything else? Oh yeah, they get out the measuring stick for the roses. And if you don't, you know, if you're the woman who doesn't get anything, then they look at you like, "Boo, look at this. She didn't get anything. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Her boyfriend must not love her. Ooh, I wonder who he's screwing around with on the side. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Oh, look at what my boyfriend bought me. My boyfriend bought me 13 dozen long-stem red roses. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo." It's like, whereas the guys are more just like, "Yeah, we know we got to do this. We got to suck it up. We got to get you something because if we don't, we're never going to hear the end of it." But I don't really care these days. I wished my Valentine's Day greetings to those I care for, and they returned it to me in kind, and I thanked them. We acknowledged the day. We had a little laugh. We had a little joke. But I'm not dating anybody right now. So I left it at that. I don't know. Oh, shit, I can't stop yawning. All right. That does it. Enough is enough. It's 25 after 11. My eyes have not opened except to see what time it is for the last 10 minutes, and I'm just calling it a night. I don't care. I'm gonna save this MP3 file, and I may listen to it tomorrow. And if this sounds halfway decent, I may just post this as a podcast to let you listen to me ramble whenever I'm half asleep. Because it's probably about the closest you'll get to hearing me ramble when I'm half asleep. Because you ain't going to bed with me. You don't care. So since you ain't going to bed with me, I'll let you listen to me like this, and we'll leave it at that and call it a night. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tolerating my completely random thought processes and excuse me. Have a good night. There's a stop button.